Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's do it. Helen's been on saying, how was your jog for Sport Relief last night? This is just a little bit of a warm-up that we're doing because Becky and some other people are doing 6 miles for Sport Relief in how many weeks? 5 weeks?
I think it's March the 21st.
It's the first time that Becky had actually jogged in her life. So she did really well. We did 5 kilometres. I won't bore you with this because it's really boring talking about other people's exercise. But I think you did well for a first time. Just Helen was asking how you did and I'm saying it was good.
Yeah, I made Ian carry my phone the whole way because I didn't have any pockets, so maybe I need to get a running jacket with zips.
Yeah, you're a bit jealous. I've got all the gear, but no idea.
You were funny. You're like, you know those people that go out and buy everything they need to do a particular sporting activity?
Hello.
We were just there in like random jogging bottoms and free hoodie from work.
I've got an outfit.
And Scott's actually got like a proper jacket and, you know.
Yeah, trying to look pro.
And then he had these weird zip things under his arms which let the air out.
That's right.
What are they about? Do you need them for running? You're
it
like, let
helps.
Me do my zips, and then all of a sudden
helps.
His armpit zip. I've never seen anyone with an armpit zip. But if it makes you go faster...
Just let the air in and out. It's a bit weird to see colleagues puffing and panting, though, in that I've never seen that before. I've never seen you puff that way. I've never seen Ian or Gemma from The Office pant like that.
I'm good.
And it, well, yeah.
Who have you seen from The Office pant before? I know you see Claire on reception.
That's for a whole different conversation, but it was just a bit strange. And we're going again tonight, as instigated by me. Come on, team.
And then where are we going after that?
To the pub, which I also did last night. Went out for a little drink after. And needed to get a cab home. And I wandered into one of those... there was no cabs to be hailed down. It was one of those places, a bit of a no-man's land. So I wandered into one of those, you know, the minicab places with the flashing lights. Yeah, flashing lights outside. Need a minicab. I know they're going to charge me a load, but I need to get home. But also, the good thing about this one was it doubled up as a hairdresser's. Have you seen those? I don't think it happens so much in this country. I think I've seen a few in London, but it's a minicab office and also a hairdresser's at the same time. So while you're waiting for your cab back to your house, you can have a quick trim.
So the hairdresser's open in the evening?
Yeah.
I always wonder why they don't open more in the evening when you're actually free to get a haircut.
No, and there were people in there, like, having clippers on their hair and stuff. So it was like a minicab and hairdressing combo.
So did you get the chop?
No, my cab was there literally outside within minutes, so I didn't have time to get a haircut, even though I could do with one. Now, I was thinking, this doesn't actually happen much in this country, but this got me thinking about Thailand when I was there a couple of weeks ago. I went into a massage place.
No, just stop talking.
No. A normal massage place. No.
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 Like the
don't
one
tell
the
me to shush,
road.
This is absolutely fine. It is fine. Everyone's going, no, don't talk about that. Right, no, they did like reflexology, did like head massage, they did like hot oil massage, no. And it also doubled up as a travel agent. How good is that? So you could book a flight and then through the way, while you were booking your flight, if you fancied it, while they were looking up what deals they've got,
they'd rub your shoulders while you were choosing.
You could have a head and shoulder massage and stuff. Mm. How good is that? I'm just wondering if there are any more kind of shop combos in this country that you've seen. Like, for instance, I don't know, maybe a shoe shop that also sells cigarettes or something, because I don't know. I've seen it abroad before, but not so much in this country. Last night was the first time I'd seen a hairdresser and minicab combo. Do you think I got out of the massage thing fine?
Yeah.
I think it was fine. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
I would quite like to visit the birthday card shop in Sunderland that also doubles up as a sunbed shop. Brilliant. So you can get a tan and choose someone's birthday card at the same time. That's a pretty good combo. Paolo Nutini in 10 out of 10. Hello?
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's this, please?
It's Adam and Grantham.
Hi, Adam and Grantham. Is anybody Friday?
Jeez.
Yeah.
Hello.
How can I help?
I was going to say that there's a taxi office in Grantham that's also a tattoo studio.
Right, so, well, while you wait, so, like, you're like, I need a minicab, please. You've had a couple of pints.
You can also have a tattoo.
And then you think, oh, actually, I'll have a Chinese dragon on my back while I wait.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. In Grantham, you say?
Yep, in Grantham.
Wow. Ever been tempted?
I've had a tattoo there. I haven't got a taxi yet.
Are there lots of heavily tattooed people in Grantham?
Not really, no. Not that I've noticed.
What tat did you go for?
Tribal. On my arm.
He didn't have to stop midway to take someone somewhere, did he?
I don't think so, no.
He wasn't doing it while driving the car, no?
No.
All right, good. Just checking. All right, love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Even Rosie's working on our show today. Her parents own a hair salon in Plymouth where her dad also will sell you jam, chutney and eggs while you're getting your hair cut. See, I'm loving this kind of double-purpose, triple-purpose hair or anything else combo for these shops. Some clever smart asses are texting and going, yeah, we've got supermarkets now. Yeah, you're kind of not quite getting that. I quite fancy the cafe/hairdresser combo in Perth. However, I would be worried about hair getting into my panini, I think. And I would quite like to visit the wool shop in Newbury that also sells metal detectors.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, according to Eddie Izzard, has Eddie Izzard actually been on? Is it a listener saying that according to Eddie Izzard, in South London somewhere, there's a shop that on one side sells like guns and knives and harpoons, and then on the other side of the shop sells banjos. Now, I'd quite like to see that. I also quite like the idea of the plant nursery in Newcastle upon Tyne, which also has an off-licence attached. So you just get hammered and then just buy all the loads of plants you would never actually buy normally. Brilliant.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.